Hey guys,
Love
this is I Am
Radio.
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique Wright. We are here. We are live in Studio U. We are in YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Blog Talk. We are on Instagram. And we are here live talking about business, saying goodbye to Trump. Trump is now gone. He is out of the office. We have a new president. We have Joe Biden. And we have Kamala Harris. Got to be super excited about that. So, I forgot to print out my notes. So, I need to print those out very quickly. But tonight, we're going to have a special guest on here. Her name is Mika. She is one of my Instagram friends and followers. She's a small business owner, and she is going to come on to my podcast and talk about her business and everything else. So we'll be excited to hear about with her. So I would love you guys to tune in to the Blog Talk, to the podcast, to the live on Instagram, on Facebook. Get to know people, like and share this. Tonight is going to be, we're going to have two episodes. We're going to talk about, right now I'm talking about what is going on in the world today. At around 9:15, we will have her coming on. We're going to have like a little, you know, interview with her, just talking about what's going on with business and what's going on with her business and everything else. So I'm super excited about that, guys. I'm so super excited about that. So stay tuned. So now we have a new president. Can I tell y'all something? I got a business to finish. You know, this has been one of those days. My daughter's baby has been with me all day, so my preparation time for this has been very limited. And I mean, I got a good bit done, to be honest, running around with a three-year-old and dealing with her back talking me all day. And people, I commend all of you parents out there who've had your children in the house with them the whole 2021 or whole 2020. Man, I'm surprised there hasn't been a height to child death ratio, child abuse. Maybe there hasn't, but I guess I don't look into stuff like that. But man, whoo, I love the baby, but boy, oh boy, she drove me up a wall today. Up a wall today. So we're going to post her. She's a cute little thing. She's a sweet baby, but she today, I'm so happy that her mother came and got her. So, so excited. It makes me not want to ever have children ever again, even though I wasn't planning on it. But if I had the inkling of having it, you know, no, not having any more children. So with you guys starting out, so now we have a new president. And getting back on topic, we have a new president. What is our president going to do for us, small businesses, small business owners? Who else do we have out here? The small business owners.
Hello? Can you hear me? I can't hear you on the... Can you hear me?
Hello? All right, so I'm going to call you on my phone. All right, let's try one more time. Ah, technology. Okay. We hear you ringing this time. Hello?
Okay, hello?
Yes,
hello?
Hi.
Hi, yay.
Yes, we got it. We're on it. Yes,
how are you
I'm
doing
super excited.
Today?
How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I am good. Do you have me on speaker or?
No, I have my headphones in. I do hear like a delayed reaction though.
Yeah, is it possible we could do you directly to the phone because it's a little light here?
Yep, one second. Hold on. How about now? Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Okay.
What was I about to say? Give me that that speaker box or my Bluetooth box. Yeah, it has to be plugged in, and I have to use the aux cord. I don't know. Okay. So, tell me a little bit. Is everybody on Instagram? Can y'all hear her? Facebook? Can y'all hear her? Say something.
Can
though.
Everybody hear me? Hopefully so.
I'm trying to amplify the sound. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna have to amplify it a little bit.
Okay.
Say something.
Can you hear me?
Oh, well, we'll have to make this work how it is. Unfortunately, so
okay. Hopefully
you guys can hear her on Facebook Live and Instagram. If you can't hear her, please let me know. Okay, he said, no, I can't hear you. Go ahead. Let's just talk. You are still live on my Blog Talk and my live stream YouTube, so both of them can hear you.
Okay.
And we'll go from there. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
So, tell me a little bit about who you are and about your business.
Okay. So, my name is Shamika Monet, and when it comes to career by day, my 9-to-5, I work as a human resource business partner in corporate America. And I've been in that industry for about 10 years, but by night, I'm a growing small business owner. So about maybe a little less than a year ago, one of my really good friends and my business partner reached out to me regarding starting a business. You know, we both were seeking something different, and I was game for it. Our business is a custom hat business. We sell adjustable backless caps. And, again, it's for anybody who, you know, has an abundance of hair. So whether they've got, like, braids or locks or an afro, or maybe they just want to wear their hair up, like, in a high bun, our cap allows them to kind of have that hairstyle versatility.
Oh, wow. I saw it Instagram. I saw it on Instagram. And I liked it. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool.
Well, thank you.
That is pretty cool. I was really digging it.
Thank you.
So, what else? What made you get into this business? What made you get started?
So, I mean, I could probably give you a laundry list of reasons, but I'll give you the most, like, two important things to me. I will say I didn't necessarily know this was the business that I would end up in. I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just didn't know what. I wanted to provide some generational wealth to my children when I leave. You know, I want to be able to offer them an opportunity to be business owners versus just an employee. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I wanted them to see that there's an opportunity to do more or to have more. And then secondly, me just being in HR, it kind of was my push as well to become an entrepreneur. Because in the last decade, I mean, I've seen hardworking people like be disposed of like trash, good people being passed over for opportunities that they were well qualified for. And just kind of like all the other politics behind the scenes in a company. And so I decided, you know, I don't want somebody deciding my future, you know, in my career. I don't want them telling me, you know, when I'm worthy of getting a raise, how much of a raise I can get or how often. I was really seeking that financial freedom. So like I said, when my friend reached out, you know, with the idea, I was all game for it.
That's good. I mean, that's the true reason why a lot of people become entrepreneurs is because you've had this job for a number amount of years and you worked hard and dedicated and you've given everybody, we don't like you, you're fired, especially in Georgia.
Yep, for sure. I've seen it so much, and it is definitely one of the driving forces that make me kind of do what I do every day.
Right. So what's the most craziest thing you've seen somebody get in HR? This is, I mean, you don't have to give no names or information or whatever, but what is the craziest thing you've seen people get fired for that didn't make sense to you, but you had to still do the paperwork?
That it didn't make sense?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I would say probably just more of, it would be like the layoffs, that I've done over the years. Those are just, you know, they're just hard. It's not that they don't make sense. I understand it from a business perspective, but, you know, again, it's a difficult position to be in. And so I think those are probably the ones that it wasn't that they didn't make sense. They were just uncomfortable situations to be in.
Okay. Makes sense. What state are you in? I know you're on Central Standard Time. So what state are you in?
I'm in Texas.
Okay. So is Texas an at-will state?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. So those are one of the things, like when I moved to Georgia, even though I think South Carolina is an at-will state as well, but when I moved to Georgia, when I say the politics for getting a job here you could be as dumb as rock, but if you know the right person, you got a job.
Yep, and I feel like that's very true. It's what's the old saying? It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Exactly. And now that's been my whole thing. And when you're new to the city, you might get hired extremely quickly, but they're going to pretty much fire you, lay you off because they're like, oh, I don't like your personality. I've actually got fired for doing my job too well.
Oh, wow. Now, a crazy thing is I've heard multiple times, you know, managers try to say, well, they're overqualified, which me personally, I don't think there's a such thing, right? Like,
if I'm
they're
for
qualified
job.
Or they're not qualified,
right? Well, I as a business owner and as a person who knows about business like that, when you tell somebody they're overqualified, it's more that you don't want to pay them what they're worth,
right?
So that makes them overqualified.
Right.
that's what makes them overqualified. Yeah. They're going to come in. If I go to work at McDonald's, I'm not going to be able to get a job at McDonald's. Why? Because I know too much. You know what I mean? And they're not going to want to pay me. But if I, to, for me, if I apply at McDonald's, no matter what I know, means I need a job. I need some money. I don't really care. But they know you're not going to work there. They know you're not going to work there, but you know, you get a couple hundred dollars, you get out of whatever mess you're in, they know you're going to quit. So you're not going to be a long-term worker. But then, shoot, make me a manager. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm going to work there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I've understood, and especially when you're out of paying somebody some money. I don't know what field, what kind of company you work at. When you're paying somebody money, they'll say, "Oh yeah, you're overqualified for this," because one, they don't, like I said, they don't want to pay you, and then two, they know you're not gonna work there. You're just doing it until the better thing comes along, and you're gone. So, that is the crazy part. So, what are some challenges that you have had in your business?
That's another one where there's been prevalent have been like learning how to monetize social media. When you have not utilized your social media account for your own personal posts, which gears and switch your mindset is different. You just don't know what you don't know. I was coming from a working knowledge or field that was totally different, and so was my business partner. And we just thought, okay, well, we'll just, you know, put together our website, we'll create a social media, and it's just going to happen. Like, the sales will just pour. I would say the other one is just learning a different level of self-discipline. You know, at a 9-to-5 job, there's always an escalation point, you know, of contact. So if you don't know something, you know, there's someone you can leverage that's either with the company longer or that's just kind of considered like a subject matter expert in that department or in that field. Go to them to get that answer. But when you're in business, and especially when you're a small business owner and you just don't have the right connections, the right support system of like-minded people, you know, you have to have a certain level of grit to keep pushing and not get defeated, because it can be frustrating when you can't figure certain things out, especially when it's out of your comfort zone already.
Right. That is so very true. And a lot of people don't like to be uncomfortable. The thing about being an entrepreneur is you have to be uncomfortable. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Because that's the only way you're going to grow. And that's the only way you're going to try to do anything. That's the only way you're going to make it at your situation even better, is you have to be uncomfortable being uncomfortable. So my whole thing we'll get to leveraging. I'll say a little small spill on leveraging social media. Now, I looked at your business page. It's awesome. You're doing a good job. You're branding it correctly. It looks like a business page. So I'm glad you didn't take your personal page and make it a business page. That is small business etiquette 101. Do not try to sell something on your personal page where you're showing your kids, your family, your lifestyle on your business page. Okay? Now, what I will say is on your business page, you can show a little bit of your personality, a little bit of who you are, but not to show what you ate for dinner. Does that make sense? If you want to add that into your
story,
you know what I mean? You could even get on there and talk. You can get on there and, just say little things about your family, like, oh, I had a great day with my family, you know, with my hat on, but always circle it back to your business. The next part about that is you should use hashtags. Hashtags, I didn't look at your post, so I don't know if you do use them. Hashtags, you have to find popular hashtags that work with you, but you don't want them to be too popular because the popular ones, there's so many people using those hashtags already. So you're not even going to get on the level, but that's how you can find your customers. So like, if you're selling your hat, so you will find women who love hats or hat lovers. And then when you go to those hashtags, everybody sees the top hashtags. That's not the page, as a small business, is not the page you want to go to. You want to go to where it says recent. So recent means recent on the YouTube, on the Instagram, means those are the people who are posting right now. They're live on Instagram right now posting. You want to interact with those people because we know where you're at. We know what you're doing right now. You're playing on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Since you're playing on Instagram, I need you to like my picture too. So, and people if I give you a compliment and say, oh, your hair is so pretty today. Oh, your product is so nice. People like that. So people like compliments, and that works the same way on social media. So people like compliments. People like, oh, that was a great idea. Oh, that's a great product. Oh, that's pretty. So you put something in there that's a reasonable compliment and like their pictures, you know, like a bunch of their pictures, because, you know, liking one picture, you're like, eh, okay, you liked one picture. But I go through and I'll sit there and I'll like five of your pictures, you know, and then comment on one. So now that I'm in your eyesight, you're like, who is this person? At least now I got you going to my page, which helps me.
Okay.
Your algorithm in Instagram, get them to go to your page. If they go to your page and they see your product and they like it, they're more likely at least to be your friend, follow you back. If you don't follow them, follow you, you know, like a couple of your pictures. At least you'll get some likes out of it, if nothing else, right? So that helps you build that momentum. Then use Instagram to meet, DM people. Use your DMs. Be like, hey, did you see this? You like create a cool little video, and this is the free way. And say, hey, check out my new product. Look what it is. Especially if you see somebody in their pictures and they have big hair, or they have something that is your target client, then that actually helps you produce that client. So maybe you should go into natural hair. Posts, like use natural hair as one of your posts. Use thick hair as one of your hashtags. Use big head. You know, something that thinks that people kind of goes to your product would be like, oh my goodness, because now if I have a big giant afro puff, or I'm just going natural, or I have these big, you know, natural weaves in my hair, then I'm going to want to use your product, right?
Right.
So those are the things that you kind of have to look and focus on. And then using Target, Instagram, and Facebook ads. Start off small with $10 and $20, you know, a week or whatever. See what it does. See how many people get you. See how many people like your post. But make sure it's in the video. I think people like videos. So when on Instagram, videos work so much better than actual pictures or whatever. So if you have a video of, like, somebody putting the hat on and showing how their hair is poked out in the back and all of this cool, how to use the product.
Okay.
Because you have a product where you have to educate your client to use it. You know what I mean? Like, why am I buying a hat with the back out? Like, really, what's the purpose behind that? And then some people be like, oh, I need a hat with the back out because my hair is too big. You know, so for some people, they would just buy it for that reason. So, but at the end of the day, you're creating a new product and you have to kind of educate your customer for that product. You know what I mean? And to tell them about it. What is the benefits of having the back of the hat out? What is, you know, what are the pros and cons? What are the things that you like because of it? You know, why did you create it? Tell your story. Everybody says tell your story. So what obviously, you must have a lot of hair, or you like to wear ponytails, or you have your natural afro puff is why you created this hat, because you needed something like this and nobody had it. So now you're
yes.
creating this product.
Yes.
And so this is the reason that you need to tell people why you're creating that product. Now, there's so many ways. I know a lot of people don't like to be in front of the camera. You're uncomfortable. All is whoop-blah, hoop-blah. But get a model. If you have capital, get a model with big hair to be your spokesperson. You don't have to be the face of your business. I mean, you can always hire somebody if you have the capital to do that, to do a video, to show people how to use the hat and how to wear the hat. And then you can go, and create a voiceover, just kind of how you're doing right now on the phone, talking on your, get a voice recorder app in a quiet area, do a voiceover saying, yes, this is the, that, I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of your product. What is the name of it? What's the name of it? What's the name of your hat?
The Adjust-A-Cap.
Get your Adjust-A-Cap, and now your ponytails is not flat. You know, and just say little things in the background. Adjust-A-Cap gives you a nice, cute, bushy afro puff in the back while, you know, you're able, so it doesn't smash up your ponytail. I don't know. You know your product. I don't know your product.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, but that makes sense, right?
Yes,
that
yes,
makes sense.
For sure.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So those are the things that I would suggest. In social media, and just making sure you're consistent. That is everybody's biggest issue in social media and doing anything. Be consistent. I know people who have, I have a friend of mine. I built her website for her. You know, you build me a website? I was like, yeah, sure. Built her a website. She had this hair growing product, right? The thing is going through the roof, selling like hotcakes. I called her up the beginning of the year, and I'm like, yo, so how's your business? Girl, that was too much work. I'm like, what?
She's like, no.
Yeah, that was too much work. listen, though, I'm about to say, these orders just kept coming in, and I got tired of going to the post office. Really? Really? You got tired of going to the post office. So my thing is like,
yeah,
why
nah.
You
nah. We need that bag.
Right, I'm like, what about 9 to 5 and da da da. I'm like, man, cut your hours on your 9 to 5 and go to the post office and tell them you only ship on Fridays, and I'll get that thing by Friday. Like, wake up before an hour
right.
early before you go to work. My thing is, realistically, you don't even have to go to the post office, right? You can actually put all the stuff in the bin and have them pick it up. From the house, if all else necessary, or you print your labels off on like ShipStation or UPS.com and just drop it off. You just dropping the boxes off.
Mm-hmm.
You not have to stand in line. You don't got to talk to people because everything is already paid for. So like if somebody bought one of your hats, when it gets to where you don't want to go to the post office, use ShipStation, use UPS.com, you know the hat only weighs, a couple ounces, and you know what your boxes weighs after the first time you go to selling one hat. So you just multiply that, put it on the, make your own label, tape it to the box, and just drop it off. Like, why was that? I'm like, you got a great business, and I'm lazy. I'm like, give me the product. Give me the recipe.
And you know, and I think part of it is like, especially for myself, like the organization and the team, like knowing what tools are out there for small business owners to help streamline the process. Because it's hard when you start at the beginning and you're still trying to juggle like that 9 to 5, how to build the business, and if you have a family, you have all that going on. So, you know, I can see why somebody gets overwhelmed. I'm not going to give up. But I can see why it would be overwhelming for somebody, because if you don't have very good organization and you don't have those connections, you're doomed.
Right. But my thing is, everything can be delivered to your house. And I know everybody doesn't know all of this stuff. And I guess, you know, I've been doing this for so long. So I look at her problem and I'm like, that was your biggest issue, is you didn't want to go
right.
to the post office.
Right.
Okay, I don't understand. I really don't understand.
Yeah.
Because if all else fails,
making money,
I mean,
making money shouldn't be our problem. Like, that's the whole problem. If we want to make money.
Right. You're making money. I mean, I can understand if you had this rack of products and it wasn't moving and you wasn't selling it and, you know, it's just sitting there collecting dust. Okay, that's why you're not doing it no more. I understand, because then that means you got to put a little bit more effort into pushing it towards what you're trying to do. So that can be tiresome. But
right.
At the end of the day, right. If you actually have sales and you have people coming to your website, buying stuff from the website, you're making money. I was like, so are you profiting? I'm like, did you put your price point too low? Are you profiting? And she's like, yeah, I was making plenty of money.
Yeah.
So then it goes back to you being lazy. So for all you people out there who have your businesses and y'all are still in that between that 9-to-5er and business owner lifestyle, y'all really need to, because everybody in most books telling you about becoming an entrepreneur and becoming a millionaire, you only can have one plan. So you have plan A is to work a job, or plan B is to become an entrepreneur. Now, while you're working your job, you can grow your business. You can grow your hat business. But once it starts to pay for your lifestyle to a level, of course, you're going to have to sacrifice just a little bit, because it's not going to be salary. It's not going to be consistent. So you may have to do a little bit of sacrificing. But if you can get it on to a fairly consistent level, then you need to quit the job, man. Because at the end of the day, that time that you are dedicating to that 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day, 12 hours a day, if you have a commute, that you could be working. Think, imagine if you are already making a quarter of your salary right now working while you're working at your job. If you take that time, you can make your salary and then some. If you dedicate those 8 hours into that time, but again, I'm not telling everybody to just quit their job and do it, because you need to make sure you can maintain whatever you have. Like when I started my business and when I started doing it on my own, by just working for myself, I totally downsized. Me and my daughter was living in a studio apartment and paying $600 worth of rent. You know what I mean? So I, instead of paying $1,200 in a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, I was like, I don't want those luxuries. Let me earn these luxuries that I have. Now, not everybody's willing to make those sacrifices. Not everybody's willing to do that, and I understand. But if you want to be a business owner, you need to make those sacrifices, have good credit, or, you know, win the lottery or something like that.
Yeah.
But then there's so many ups and downs in having your own business, because your sales, like, in most businesses, your sales are either good during the holidays or they're bad during the holidays, you know, depending on what you're doing. As a business coach, nobody wants to start a business during November through January. Probably they don't really wake up until now. They just woke up. Everybody, y'all just woke up. Y'all like, oh, yeah, let's start. Let's talk about business now. No, man, no. Y'all supposed to have been thinking about that in December, setting it all up for the new year. So when the new year comes, y'all can launch it, not start it in the new year. But
right. People
don't think like that. But so as a small, because you're spending money on your kids and you're spending money doing crazy things on holidays and traveling and everything else, but you're not thinking about spending money, dedicating it towards your business. So I get it. I really do get it, but I mean, in real life, those are the things that you have to do, those sacrifices that you have to make. You could buy your kids a little less to take a business course so you can have, or start your website or do something so that you can have your business jumping in January. By tax season, you're not trying to hit me up. Oh, I want a website tomorrow because I know it's tax season on. I'm like, boy, you're not going to get no traffic. You had to build You had to build your, you people had to know about you before you launch your website for you to have sales on the first day your website launched. Like, it doesn't really work like that. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. And is it do you have consistent sales, or have you made some sales yet so far?
Yes, so we have made sales. Again, I think for us, we are looking to build that consistency of, you know, of sales.
So my other suggestion to you is, while this one product is working. So I'm in the process of doing this book. It's 12 months to becoming a millionaire. So in your first, and it's quarterly. So that's why I did the quarterly business planner. So this is your first quarter, right? Technically, it's your first quarter. You're really getting started in January, February, and March. You need to focus on this one product. But at the same time you're focusing on pushing this one product, you need to develop another product, because how many hats with no back do I need? I mean, if I buy one black one, then I'm going to do it. So what is your next product? What is your net? That's what you need. So you need to and then you can stay focused on this one until the goal is selling 25 a day. Now, I don't know how many you're selling per day, but that should be your goal, 25 a day. That will start you off. But if you get three products at 25 products a day at minimum $25 or average of $25, you will actually make $1 million in 12 months.
Okay.
So,
yep, that definitely sounds good.
And it sounds easier than it does. So what I'm saying this one more time. Three products, minimum $25, and 25 sales per day will make you a millionaire, gross millionaire at the end of your 12 months. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So while you're developing this one product, I know you're trying to get it out there. I know you're trying to get it to the people, but you still need to kind of think about your second product. And then the people who are already buying the hat will probably buy your second product. Say maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a hair tie or some scrunchies, a scrunchie set for the ponytails, or maybe it has a satin finish or different things you can add to your hat, or add a different product to it. So people, the same person who bought the hat will want to buy this one, or maybe even a design on the hat. I don't know. I mean, you and your business partner, that's the kind of come up with something and see what the cost effectiveness is to it. And, you know, let me know. I mean, not let me know. But we are about to wrap up and talk about. So is there anything I want you to shout out, your business, tell people where to find you, you know, what's your IG, what's your website?
Yes. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Freelane LLC. And again, that's Freelane, FreeLTD.
Cool. And they can buy the hats directly off your website, and you ship them?
Yep, so we ship internationally and domestically. You can order it straight off the website, or, you know, follow us on social media, and it'll link straight to our products from there. We do offer the hat currently in black and black right now.
Nice. Those are good colors to start with, because everybody will rock a black hat. It matches everything. So, guys, I'm excited about her and having her going on. We'll probably have her go on again maybe a little bit later in the year to see how her progress is going and see how she's doing. Again, you can hit me up on the DM if you have any questions or concerns about what you're doing. I'm always here to help. If you need, I have, like, the online planner class, you know, different things that can help, or, well, the planner. You don't need a class because your product doesn't have a class related to it. But if you need the planner, business planner, to help you figure out what you need to do with your business, that'll be great. But everybody check her out on Instagram. Are you on Facebook, They said repeat the name of the site. Say it slow and clear.
Okay, yep. Again, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at FreeRain ULTD. Again, that's FreeRain ULTD. FreeReinULTD.
Okay. And anybody who wants to, this the link is in the post on my page. So you can go to my page and look at her IG link if you're on IG. I will actually put it in this listing as well. So after this is over, you can look at it and see it. But I appreciate you coming on. I hope you enjoyed this. I know you were a little nervous, but you did very well. You did very good. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time out to let me come on your podcast. I appreciate it so much. I was a little nervous, but you know, feel comfortable about it. Thank you again for everything.
But yeah, start doing some lives and getting people, let educate people about that product and keep it moving and sell and think about your next product. You're going to be a growing business. You're going to be a millionaire next year, 2022. I want to see that million, that $1 million success mark on your page with all those new followers and everything else you need. So let's do it, right? Speak it into existence, and it is existing. Correct?
Amen. All right. Amen. Well, thank you so much. Have a great night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
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 All right, that was everybody. That was FreeRain LDT. Go look at the link in my post if you can get that. Check her out. She has backless tats. So if you got big afro hair like this, you can put a hat on and the back of your hair is out and it doesn't have your hair all smashed up. It's a pretty cool looking hat. She has them in black and blue right now, so make sure y'all look at her up. Share it, like it, post it. If anybody likes this, if anybody wants to come on live with me on the next podcast, next week we'll have Anthony Evans. He is a real estate mogul and business owner. We'll have him next week. If you would like to be on my podcast, please DM me, inbox me, and I will have you on. It's just a phone call. You don't got to get live. You don't got to get jazzy. You just got to come on. You got to pick up your phone, give me a call, and come on. So we got you here. And I'm super excited about it, and I hope everybody loves and likes it. So please like, share this post with any small business owners, anybody who has any of these same issues that she had, trying to get people to come creating your business from your pages from blah, 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 blah. Making sure that people can find you on Instagram, find your customers, find your target audience, focus on your customer and who you want. And they'll come, and they're coming for you. All right, guys, I appreciate you. And make sure you like, share, repost, tag. I'm trying to get to 15,000 by Valentine's Day. So please share this with somebody. Help me, who doesn't, not one of my friends, help me get to those followers. And I want to help a lot of people in 2021. I think y'all got your creativity going, so I really want to help a lot of people. So y'all have a great day, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.